Oh, all right. Don't worry about it. No, I completely understand. The professor did kind of throw this assignment at us without much warning, but it's quite simple to understand. Do you mind passing me those papers? I made sure to compile all our data into one paper, so it's easy to jot them down onto our spreadsheets. Better than having to look back and forth from our physical and online surveys, right? No, no, no. It's fine, really. It wasn't a necessary thing to do, but I can't help but worry if I'm not productive. Now, where were we? Right, the data. Hope you're familiar with Excel. Spreadsheets are fine too. It just makes a big difference when we're working with this much data. I was inputting some data last night, but I wasn't able to complete it. You're fine. I just have to input a couple more points before we proceed to the next step. And done. As I was saying, thankfully enough, both spreadsheets and Excel are available to use at our disposal. So things like line of best fit is done for us. So highlight the data table and voila, the equation is given to us. You understand so far? Sorry about that. We can get a little competitive at times. You know how it is. I don't necessarily hate him. He can just be a bit much sometimes. Well, I mean, he has some good qualities. What? No, it's not like that. I mean, yes, we do hang around each other a lot, but only because we find each other capable. Speaking of we, where is he anyway? Doesn't he know this is due tomorrow? Ugh. Okay, don't worry. I'll make sure to explain everything to you. Mm-hmm. So basically, we were tasked to choose two subject matters that possibly have some correlation with one another and gather data, which we did. Put that data in a table and create a graph from our required points. So check on that as well. Now, we have to prove mathematically that there is a correlation between those two points. It's as simple as saying that studying for X hours equals better grade percentage or X age equals taller height. Right, you're getting it. But we were tasked to find the correlation between the two subjects that aren't so obvious. All that's left for us to do is... Ugh. Look who decided to finally show up. I don't care whether you show up or not, but at least have the decency to message one of us rather than making us wait for an hour. You're lucky the professor just sits there. Let me remind you that we all did our part in gathering the data for this presentation. The fact you're slightly more popular and gathered more data doesn't mean you carried this project, nor does it give you the luxury to leave the work to us. Almost finished doesn't mean finished. We still have other things to do. You know what? You can just go home if you're going to sit there all pretty. Anyway, I'm really sorry. As I was saying, all that's left for us to do is make duplicate X and Y values and make adjustments according to the values that are required for the correlation coefficient equation. It's all right, I'll handle this. It can be kind of confusing. So as followed, we need XY, X squared, Y squared. Let's see, 20, 49, 80, 400, 2,401. Oh yes, the symbol here just means sum, and if we highlight the respected values, we can get the sum of each table. Good to go. Okay, we just have to substitute these sum values and we'll be ready for the presentation. I'm going to go ahead and input the values into the calculator. Mind pulling up the equation? Thank you. That's weird. What's going on? I followed the equation accordingly. How could there be a syntax error? I got this. Just give me a minute. There must have been a wrong input somewhere. Sum of x and y. Sum of x, y. Syntax error. Watch. Fine, here. If you're so smart, then you enter the values. Not so smart after all. Seems to me that all you're good for is running your stuck-up mouth. Was it worth your time walking over here? Because now we're behind schedule. I see. Sorry. Yeah, feel free to go to your next class. I'll message you the details by tonight. Me and this idiot will have everything sorted out. I'm sorry again. Thank you for coming, though. Damn it. You know, you've always been like this. Lazy, always unbothered by everything, thinking that every single thing is going to be all right. Take it easy. We're behind schedule, you idiot. We still have to make sense out of all these numbers and write a report. We don't have the innate talent like you do to relax. No, I will not chill out. You have a lot of nerve taking it easy when you know damn well that I take my classes and grades seriously. Unlike you, you're nothing but an inconsiderate asshole. Oh, fuck. Professor, I didn't... Look, I can explain. He started it. First, he came late, and then he came and started running his damn mouth. Then... Oh, what? But, Professor, I didn't do anything. Yes, Professor. I understand. I'll have everything sorted out before I leave. Even the storage room. I mean, yes, Professor. Sorry, everyone. I apologise for the commotion. I don't know what came over me. I'm not ignoring you. I just have nothing to say to you. Oh, I don't know, maybe instead of, hey, or what you doing, I believe an apology is in order. Because you know exactly what the hell I'm doing here. Not only did you embarrass me in front of the whole class, you actually have the audacity to show your face here after the professor told me off. Now I'm stuck here cleaning up his mess. God. Or is it that you're just too good for an apology? Whatever. If you're not going to help, just leave, please. I don't have the patience nor the time to deal with you right now. You're a real piece of work. You know that. I knew from the start this wouldn't end well. Yet that stupid professor had the brilliant idea of putting the so-called top students together.
Wouldn't it be a sight to see what you can do together? I look forward to the interpretation of your data.
Little did he know that we can't do jack shit together. A fucking genius. Everyone feigns kindness, even yourself. Truth be told, I can work with the other one. But you, I can't fucking stand the sight of you. You heard me. Ever since we were little, you were always out to get me, scheming every possible way to one-up me. Grow the fuck up. Oh, is someone angry? Surprisingly enough, I finally get a reaction out of you. Don't tell me you're faking your cool demeanour. See? Not as perfect as you think you are. You're pathetic. Pretending that everything comes to you so easily. A bitch. Is that really all you've got? Well, you'll know better. I mean, honestly, who do you think you are? Plodding around college like some kind of god? Newsflash! People only like you because you're convenient to have around here. Watch my mouth. Or what, Mr. Top Student? What could you possibly do to make me shut up? Lecture me? Hey, stop. What do you think you're doing? Someone's gonna see us. I said stop. I need to breathe. Dude, get off. Why the fuck did you kiss me? What? No, I didn't stick my tongue in. You're just imagining things. I'm the one asking questions here. Moan? Me? Okay, you're delusional. Why would I ever... You're not even that good of a kisser. Oh, please. Baseless accusations at best. If you're so confident, then prove it to me. I'm just saying that. If you're so confident, then it would be a simple task to prove me wrong. Or are you not capable enough now? If a little taunting was going to work you up this much, I would have done this years ago. That may be true, but you started it. Why would I ever want to kiss you? I'm just trying to prove my point. If anything, you're the one moaning a lot. And does it feel nice, the way I coil my tongue around yours? You're not so bad yourself. Fuck me. Your lips are so soft. God. Shut up. You really don't know when to stop talking. You know what? On your knees. Now. Mm-hmm. You heard me. Well, you have two options. I could always tell the professor that you sexually assaulted me after class. Or you can listen to me for once. That's better. Wait right there while I take these off. Isn't it obvious? I'm going to put that mouth of yours to use, since you like using it so much. So, what will it be? Service me, or throw your entire future down the drain? Good choice. Oh, there we go. Use your tongue. Oh, fuck. There's something about gentle licking that really, really gets me going. Looks like I was right. Oh, you really do know how to run that mouth of yours. Oh, fuck. This reminds me of a time you absolutely destroyed the president of the debate club in an argument. If I can be honest, just thinking about it gets me extremely wet. Not because you were cool. Oh, but the fact that the same person is currently on their knees for me. Certainly a fall from grace. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Oh, does it hurt? Oh, your cock is already so hard. It must be unbearable. Here, let me rub you through your pants with my foot. It's the least I can do it at the moment. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, fuck. I can suck my clip. Fuck. Oh, that's it right there. My God. Fuck, I can't even think properly. I'm shaking. Hey, look at me. I said, look at me. Oh, are you into hair pulling? Okay. Well, I want you to look at me while you're servicing me. Yeah? Let me lower myself so you can reach deeper into me. Yeah? Okay. Feel free to grab my thighs. Oh, that's it, sweetie. Oh, stick your tongue as deep as you can for me. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, fuck. Whimper and moan as much as you want. Oh, see? This isn't so bad. Fuck, you're doing wonderful. If you'd have listened to me from the beginning, well, we wouldn't have had to resort to this humiliation. Oh, fuck. You look so hot covered in my juices. I can get used to this pathetic look of yours. How? Hey! Why'd you push me? Oh, fuck you, pig. I mean, is that supposed to scare me? Suck you off? You're joking, right? What do you mean you don't care what happens? You're gonna expo- You're going to what? Fuck my face. Wait. Of course I'm touching myself. You really think I'm gonna let you have all the fun? Don't think for a second you've won. What? Are you done? From the looks of it, you're enjoying the show. Is this your first time seeing someone touch themselves? Titillating, isn't it? My tight, sopping, quivering pussy, waiting to be filled. Got you! How's it feel to be pushed around? Huh? Now, it's my turn. I'm gonna ride the fuck out of you. Oh. Shit, you're filling me right up. Oh, it's like you're a perfect fucking fit. That was fucking cute. I didn't know you could moan like that. I don't blame you. Oh, does it feel good? The way my pussy grips around your throbbing cock? Hide it as much as you want. But your little moans and whimpers always escape. Especially when I slam my ass right down to the base. Oh, please. Oh, can you just be honest for once? Oh, we've been stuck together since forever. I know you want me. You know you want me. And the idea of me bending over and making me submit gets you off. Oh, the only problem is, oh, I'm just not so easy. And, oh, maybe that's the appeal. You want a challenge and, oh, I'm the only one that could ever give that to you. Yeah? Oh, because deep down, you know, you might lose. And that excites you even more, doesn't it? You want to be dominated. Oh, even now, your cock is eagerly twitching inside me. About to burst. You're just playing hard to get. Are you close? Oh, come on. Just give in to me. Oh, I know you want to. Well, really? Still acting tough? Oh, Fine. Let me lull you into a false sense of security. Don't you want to fucking cream me? Oh, go right ahead. Fill me up to the brim. Show me how much you fucking hate me. Oh, fuck your hips into me. Knock me up. Oh, turn me into a sloppy fucking mess. I want it. I want to be used. Oh, you're doing such a great job holding out, but I need you to come right now. I want you to breathe. Please, please, please. I'm coming. Oh, fill me. Oh, fill me. Fuck. Make me yours. Oh. I finally beat you. And I can't believe you actually came in me. Stop covering your face. I want to see that defeated look. I earned it. God, you're flushed. You idiot. I'm not going to get you expelled. After all. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't like you too. Even though you do get on my nerves. Next time, it'd probably do you some good, to be honest. Of course I knew you liked me. You were always staring when I wore my presentation attire. Couldn't get your eyes off me. For now, let's call it a draw. But mostly a win for me. We should probably get out of here while we can, so we can get the presentation over with. But before that, I should... Well, let me clean you up. You did come an awful lot. I see you're still sensitive. It's kind of cute. What if... How's this? Do you like it when I kiss the tip? You look like you're in heaven right now. Sorry. I might get addicted to seeing this side of you. All vulnerable. Alright, let's go. We still have a long night ahead of us. And maybe after that report, you could always try and prove me wrong again. It won't be easy though.